Hello, my name is Maureen, and I work for the APACW, which is an agency that promotes agriculture in Wallonia. So every year for the past 11 years, we've been organizing what we call La Semaine de la Frite, which means the Week of the Fries, and it happens during the month of November. And this year it will be from November 6th to November 12th. And we really want to promote the culture of fries in Belgium because it's part of our identity and our culinary tradition. And we count a lot of frietkots, which are places where you can get really good fries, and they're made with local potatoes. And it's something really unique about Belgium.
Now, what is it that makes Belgian fries different? For instance, if they're cooked twice.
Yes, for sure. I think the whole world knows about Belgian fries, and they're like, oh yeah, when we go to Belgium, we absolutely need to eat fries. And as you just said, they're cooked twice. So that's something that's pretty unique about making fries in Belgium is that, well, first of all, they're made out of fresh potatoes and specific varieties that contain higher amounts of starch, which makes them crispy, and they're cooked twice. So the first time that the fries are cooked, it's at a lower temperature for a short amount of time, and that kind of dries the fry because potatoes contain high amounts of humidity. And frying them a first time will dry them out, and then we let them rest and then fry them a second time, and that second time you'll get a really nice crust, but they'll stay soft and chewy on the inside.
Which is a wonderful combination that everybody loves.
Exactly, that's what everyone loves about our fries, is that they're crunchy, but they're also super soft and melty.
And the other thing, of course, is the sauces.
Yes, so in Belgium, the choices of sauces are limitless. They have over 30 different propositions. Well, everyone knows like the classic sauce, mayonnaise, which is actually the sauce that's the most consumed in the most popular across Belgium. And then you have the Andalouse sauce, which is spicy. So it looks kind of reddish and it's spicy and it makes you enjoy your pack of fries a little slower because it's just spicy. It's a promotion campaign, so we are going to be a lot on social media. There's a website called semainedelafrite.be where you can get a lot of info. We also have an Instagram and a Facebook account where we share a lot of stories and fun facts about frietkot culture in Belgium. We also went around the country taking pictures of what happens behind the scene of making these delicious fries. And then there will also be a competition where you can win a limited series t-shirt. It's a super nice t-shirt with the Semaine de la Frite on it. And so how you can participate is you just go to a frietkot, you buy your fries, and then you take a picture and you can share it on social media by tagging Semaine de la Frite, and then we'll pick 10 winners who will get to win this special t-shirt. And most importantly, we created 7 funny videos that happen in a frietkot. The message this year was to remind people that the frietkot culture is really a part of our Belgian identity, and most Belgians go to frietkot at least once a year. It's the most popular place to buy food outside of your house, and it's just a simple reminder that it's a place where you can have fun, where you can share easy, simple, affordable food and share moments with your family and friends just about anywhere across the country. So that's the message, is that you need to support your culture and make it last.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.